Ezekiel's vision of the cherubim. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Ezekiel 1 verse 4. Ezekiel, like John, commences his prophecy with a view of the cherubim. His description of them is similar in many respects, though there are some points of difference because they are seen under different circumstances and at a different point of time. John beholds them in heaven as one in the midst of the throne at the time of the judgment of the earth. Ezekiel sees them on earth afterward, actually putting forth the judgment, joined to the throne above them, directing the moving of the judgment of which they are a part. They are rolling it along, holy rollers indeed. The word which they proclaim is judging the world in view of the judgment that John portrays. Ezekiel says, "He looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud." This is the Shekinah cloud, the distinct expression of the presence of God with his people Israel. Ezekiel continues to gaze at this wondrous sight, and the cloud unfolds before his eyes. Within the cloud are the cherubim, and with them four wheels. Over this he beholds the firmament of the terrible crystal, and upon this a throne as of a sapphire stone, and seated thereon in regal majesty, a man, the Son of Man, the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Again we see that the cherubim are a part of the throne. Ezekiel 1 verses 15 through 28. Their feet of burnished brass convey the same thought, for they correspond with the feet of the Son of Man walking in judgment in the midst of the seven candlesticks, the churches, Revelation 1 verse 13. Also they correspond with Daniel's vision of the same wondrous person with feet like in color to polished brass. This metal brass is generally significant of judgment. We are impressed with the description of Daniel's vision, for there is a marvelous similarity to the language of that of Ezekiel concerning the cherubim, though Daniel apparently sees only a man. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Daniel chapter 10 verse 6. This no doubt is the mystical Christ, the head with the body, for Daniel is undoubtedly gazing upon a judgment scene too. How else can we reconcile his words? O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. Daniel 10 verse 16. He was in spirit suffering with his beloved people at the time to which the vision applies. It is the same time with which Ezekiel also is concerned with the latter days, the end of this present age and the beginning of the next age. Ezekiel's description of the cherubim. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance and was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and the fire was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Ezekiel 1 verses 13 through 14. Ezekiel saw the living creatures in action. They are the powerful, divinely authorized agents of divine judgment. These living ones have four wheels in which is their spirit, rolling over the earth. Four is the earth number, the number of the four corners, east, west, north, and south. They are judging the whole world today by their uncompromising declaration of the whole truth. They are judging Christendom, answering Paul's question, "Shall I come unto you with a rod?" 1 Corinthians 4:21. The wheels are like unto a beryl stone, Ezekiel 1 verse 16 and 10 verse 9. This is the same description which Daniel gives of the body of the man who appeared to him. His body also was like the beryl, Daniel 10:6. The wheels speak of the mobility of the cherubim in executing judgment. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl, and they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was, as it were, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Ezekiel 1 verse 16. Their actions are according to their appearance. Perfect harmony prevails. They are all united in one, yet each separate and distinct, a marvelous picture of unity. These wheels move along one after the other in the perfect will of God, and they turned not when they went, no letting up nor slowing down in their course. The purposes of God must be fulfilled. Nothing else holds their attention. The rims of the wheels reached to the firmament. They were so high that they were dreadful, majestic, sublime, and they touched the throne of God. Their very rings were full of eyes round about them, the sevenfold spirit in evidence everywhere. The wheels move by his power in the fullness of light. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. The wheels were joined and subject to the cherubim. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. They were inseparable. Ezekiel 1 verses 19 and 20. The living creatures of Ezekiel each had four wings, two on each side of their body. They were equipped for earth activity and were seen in the perfection of redemption. Their activity was limited. When they went, the noise of their wings, or their goings, was like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty. Ezekiel 1:24. Daniel says the voice of his words was like the voice of a multitude. Daniel 10:6. Where the saints' voices in heaven are as the voice of many waters. All of this is easy of interpretation. These cherubim are saints whose activity is that of God. They are in harmony with all the movings of the throne, and their voice has power. It brings results with its commands. It rolls the judgment chariot along, but all in connection with the throne of God, which is over their heads. When they stood and let down their wings, there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads, direction and instruction from the throne. For there was the likeness of a throne as the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. Ezekiel 1:26. Partakers with Christ. Now observe the similarity of the description of this man and that of the living creatures. There was the same color of amber, the clear yellowish tones springing from the appearance of fire which enveloped him. He seemed to be all fire and brightness, even as the cherubim coming out of the fire, as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Ezekiel 1 verse 4 and 27. There is no doubt that these cherubim are the saints who loved not their lives unto death, who were delivered unto death daily for Jesus' sake, who had the life of Christ manifested in them. They judged the world, the flesh, and the devil, and reigned in life through the abundance of grace over all things, and will reap the reward. They acknowledge the righteousness, justice, and mercy of God. They own his sovereignty over their individual lives. They have let him put down all rule and authority and power. Every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10:5. And thus they became fitted to put it down in the world. They conquered themselves through the abundance of grace in Christ Jesus, and thus become able to conquer others. Isaiah's vision of the cherubim. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. Isaiah 6 verses 1 and 2. The prophet Isaiah beholds the seraphim, or burning ones as they are called here, at a later period of time than either John or Ezekiel. He views them after the judgment is passed. They are still in connection with the throne. Their voices are still witnessing to its holiness, its righteousness, its justice. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, they cry. The whole earth is full of his glory, is their triumphant boast. He reigns supreme, and they are satisfied. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Isaiah 6, verse 4. Their power has not waned. Still effectual and compelling are their voices, as the voice of the Almighty. Ezekiel 1:24. The prophet Isaiah stands here as the figure of the Jews at the end of the tribulation, with the judgment all past, who will view the actual substance of which this vision was but the shadow. They will see the Lord with their physical eyes, high and lifted up in the heavens. They will cry like the prophet, "Woe is me, for I am undone." They will behold their condition in the light of his holiness, and the contrast will overwhelm them. Now observe the finale. One of the seraphim, these holy messengers of God, flies with a live coal from off the altar and touches the mouth of Isaiah, figure of the nation of Israel, saying, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." Isaiah 6, verse 7. They have a part in the cleansing of Israel as one with the throne of God. They are joined to the mercy seat, which is Christ. They have authority to make effectual the cleansing purchased by the blood of Calvary. They are seen here in this latest view on earth as still witnessing to the justice as well as the mercy of God. He can be just and yet justify the ungodly is their testimony. The covering cherub. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. So thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Ezekiel 28, verse 14. The above language is addressed apparently to the king of Tyrus, but, as is plainly evident, he is only the figure of Satan. Tyrus, or Tyre, as it is more often called, was a famous city of Phoenicia. It was built by a colony of Zidonians, descendants of Canaan, a son of Ham. Hence is also named Daughter of Zidon, Isaiah 23, verse 12. It was the great mercantile center of its day. This, too, is but figurative of a greater city that rules over the kingdoms of the world, the church of this world. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, false to her heavenly calling and false to her heavenly lover. Isaiah 23:15 and Revelation 17, verse 5. The king of this city is none other than that old serpent, the devil. But Satan was not created a devil. He was the angel of light, Lucifer, the star of the morning. He was perfect in his ways from the day that he was created till iniquity was found in him. Ezekiel 28, verse 15. Ezekiel sketches a most comprehensive and remarkable personality in chapter 28. Lucifer was in Eden, the garden of God, of which the earthly Eden was but the type. He was covered with every precious stone, enveloped in light. "Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty," was said to him. He was filled with music, a whole pipe organ in himself, as it were. Melody and harmony were the essence of his being. Ezekiel 28:13. But was he satisfied? Alas, no, he aspired to become as God, and so he fell. Iniquity was found in him. He exalted himself, so he must be abased, according to the principle of God's throne. Afterward, he injected this same poison into man, thus exalting self. "Ye shall be as gods," was the tempter's bait, Genesis 3:5. Man, innocent and good, fell from his standing and became what he is, vile and sinful. Was God defeated? No, indeed, he did a new thing. He brought his firstborn into the world. A man whom Satan cannot move came on the scene. He proved to be the master. He conquered in this desert place of ruin, and thus he redeemed man. Now, what is the sequel? Ah, it is so wonderful, so far beyond our greatest thought. Man not only regains his lost estate, though this was good, but more, he gets Lucifer's estate also. The exalted office of the anointed cherub that covereth, that walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, that is the throne that is given to the one that was abased, Christ, and to them for whom it is prepared of the Father, Matthew 20, verse 23. They not only get dominion over the earth, the place of the first man whom Satan robbed, but they get the high and lifted up throne of Lucifer in the heavenlies, and all that he possessed as the angel of light. These are the living creatures which John saw in the midst of the throne and round about the throne, full of eyes before and behind. Truly, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Matthew 23:12. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31.